Wildcats Marching Band had a very successful first contest last Saturday at Texas A&M Commerce. We get the good news from Wildcats Band Director Charles McCauley.
It went great. It was a great contest. It used to be on a Monday night for lower classifications. This year they opened it up to 4A and 5A as well. And it was a great contest. The weather was perfect. It was really great outside. And we performed at 7 o'clock, and so we were the last band to perform. And that's always neat because the other bands are in the stands and watching and all that. And it was really good. The kids did a really good performance. It was just really good for October 3rd. It's not good enough for today, not good enough for October 5th, but it's good enough for October 3rd. Made first divisions. Our color guard made outstanding color guard in our class and for the whole contest.
Wonderful.
And our band as a whole earned outstanding band in class and also for the whole contest.
Oh.
So it was a really good day and really good crowd response. In fact, a standing ovation from most of the crowd, a lot of the crowd on Saturday night. So that was cool. And it was a fun night. It was good to be a Wildcat band on Saturday night.
Was it fun for the kids to watch A&M Commerce Band perform?
Yeah, we barely got into the stands. We were just off the field. In fact, they held them up so we could get in the stands and to watch them. And they love to watch them perform. They're very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So they enjoyed that a whole lot. And just the whole thing went really well, and they enjoyed that. And they were proud of themselves. Friday night's performance was okay, but it was not as good as we'd done on Thursday. And so Saturday was much better. They felt better about it. This is round one. There's many more rounds to come.
You want to get those clunkers out of the way.
Right, right. And there were some spots. I mean, I thought the energy was very good on the show. I thought that we did a very good job. But, you know, the way the contest season kind of works, they'll forgive you for things on October 3rd that they won't forgive you on October 10th.
Yeah.
So they know we have to come today, hit the ground running today, and get to work, and get back to work and get going, and that's what we plan on doing.
Judges have any ideas for you that look promising? Or?
They basically love the show. They like the show concept. They like the music. Just some minor things to help improve. In fact, most of them said this is a really good show that's going to become a great show because they can tell the kids have worked real hard and will continue to work hard. So that was cool to hear, and I'm going to let the kids hear that today. And then just some suggestions like maybe be a little louder here because this is kind of a hit point in the show, be a little louder here and maybe, you know, do this or there. But no big tweaks, no big things, and that's always encouraging for the first contest.
Yeah. And what's next now?
Well, we go to Greenville Friday night, and then Saturday we go to the Mount Pleasant contest, mm-hmm. which will be more bands there. There were 11 at this contest. There will be 20-something there, 23 or 4, I think, at that contest. That'll be a big contest.
KSST News.